Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please do be seated. So at our previous harvest services across the benefice, we've been giving out packets of seeds, flower seeds, vegetable seeds. And I was so pleased to discover the poem we heard today, which has become part of our harvest service this year. The poem about the packet of seeds, written by Edgar Guest. It talks about a man who went into a shop year after year, season after season, and then one day when he went in to buy his packet of seeds, it suddenly dawned on him what a miracle he held in his hand. For a dime, a small amount of money, he was able to buy such a miracle. A miracle that we sow and through maybe some of our care in preparing the right soil and watering and putting it in at the right time, we help. But really, what a miracle we have when the seeds grow. I meant to have a packet of seeds with me, but I forgot to pick it up. But on my packets, those are some bowls we've got this time. But on our packets of seeds, I've noticed that it tells you really carefully when to sow the seeds, what time of year to put them in, when they should be expected to grow, where, what sort of area in the garden they'd like to be in shade or partial shade or whatever. And that's really great, and it tells you how many weeks later to expect those little bits to shoot up. But those things are actually human observations. What's actually in the seed? That is where the miracle is. That is what we celebrate in harvest and all the bounty we have around us, the miracle of what actually created that initial seed. The wonderful, amazing creation we have around us and we celebrate at harvest. Particularly, we celebrate and give thanks to our farmers who tended the soil, who prepared the soil, put in the seeds, who worry about the weather. My goodness, the weather we've had this summer, droughts on droughts after flooding of rain. What a great worry it is for our farmers. The anxiety of all of this, and then the long days of harvest where they're out working from early morning right through late at night. We're really lucky around this area to be able to see this work of action, to see our farmers and to be able to give thanks for them. It is really an amazing sight. So important to give thanks to our arable farmers and also our livestock farmers. And we heard about giving thanks in our first reading we had today from Philippians that Penny read. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Rejoice and give thanks. And it goes on to say that when we do that, we will find peace. We will find peace in doing that. And that is something we could surely do within our world today. And we hear that the earth supplies food for all the people. There's enough food being supplied on our earth. It just is not shared very well. Even with the diverse weather we have and our growing populations, our unexplainable ongoing wars fueled by unjust governments, the earth is still supplying enough food. That is the crux of the matter. We simply need to share it around. And we pray that this will happen in the ongoing, the fragile peace that we're experiencing at the moment in the Middle East, that this food and aid will get through. So share our food and our wealth with those not so fortunate. That is something globally we need to work on so hard. Thankfully, across our benefice, we do have several food bank collections that we can join in with. In Westbury Church and in Tindrick Church. Harvest is often a time when more food comes in for these collections and we give thanks for it. Food for those who are finding it hard to cover the cost of buying food here in the locality. Our thanks to all those who give to this across benefits. And we've also got here collection point for Baby Basics and also in Westbury Church. And that is a collection point not for food, but it is for the essentials that you might need for a child up to the age of 8. I mean, how wonderful that is when people are in need that they can be given stuff from this wonderful charity which is based in Milton Keynes for all this area. But Jesus speaks to us today in our gospel reading, and he reminds us of God's gifts from heaven, reminding us of God's love for all, and he must be so pleased when we give these things. And Jesus reminds us that he came down from heaven, heaven sent to be our bread of life, our staple food, our food to sustain us. Not just our food in the sense of food to fill us, although there is nothing better than a chunk of bread and butter for many of us. And I notice over there he's got some lovely bread. And it was the sandwiches. I was thinking, oh, those sandwiches look so nice. Last week we celebrated harvest at Westbury with cider and songs. Great celebration. That was quite a lively service, a little bit different than this one. And I mentioned there that a friend told me that they were going to go on a health regime. And they were going to give up their daily glass of wine, although I think it might have been one or two on some occasions, their daily glass of wine with their evening meal, and bread. And they were going to do this for 2 months. And they really anticipated that giving up wine would be the most difficult. They thought that would be really difficult for them, but they found it was a bit hard, but it was okay. It was the bread that they found really hard to give up. It was the bread that they were longing for. Because apart from enjoying bread, it is our go-to food so often in our lives. For toast, for breakfast, we come to lunchtime, we've got nothing prepared, you go for some bread, a sandwich maybe, or in the evening, you've eaten your dinner but you feel a bit peckish before you go to bed, maybe a piece of toast. All these times when we turn to bread. Gluten-free products are available, I know, for those people who find it really hard. But it is, bread is a staple food for us here in the UK. Jesus, the bread of life, sent down to us. He is our staple food as Christians. More than nourishing us in the food sense, but nourishing us through our prayer life, through our Bible readings, through our friendship with other Christians. In all that is good in our life, all the good things, it's where we can go to Jesus when we're in times of trouble and when we want to give thanks, when we are sorry and we want to make amends. More than food, something we need in our life. So this harvest, we give thanks for our families, for our friends and all our neighbours, but for our farmers, for all those who sustain us and help us. To God for the bread of life we see in Jesus, and we give thanks that we can look forward to the future and this cycle continuing. So as I said in previous services, we've been giving out packets of seeds, but today what we've got to take home is a daffodil bowl. I think there might be one or two of these little bags. To think about the spring flowering bulbs that we're going to look forward to. It is the season to plant them, and in planting them now, we can join in the thanks of harvest by planting in the promise and the hope for them in the new season. So please do take a bulb at the end before you go. So I'm going to just leave them here, so pick one up. It says on them that there is, what is it? Let's see what it says. The bulbs are in joy, a sign of hope, rebirth, new beginnings. That is something to be thankful for, isn't it, and to enjoy. In fact, we had quite a good morning yesterday in Westbury. I think we planted about 200. So there you go. So we've had quite a lot come up there, but that would be really nice. So thank you to Arthur for sorting that out. So lots to think about. Harvest, the time of celebration for all our riches. Shortly, we will come to a time where we share in the bread and wine from the table, from the altar table. Please do come forward. If you don't want to receive the bread and wine, please come forward for a blessing. Let us all share in God's love and his gifts for us all. In the bread of life in Jesus, a gift sent from heaven to us. Amen. Amen.